Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Whether you're looking to start a family or a business or maybe both, Connecticut is one of the best states to live in. That's according to three recently published rankings. For the second year in a row, Bloomberg has ranked Connecticut the fourth most innovative economy in the country and in its annual State Innovation Tax Index. The ranking is based on six metrics, including research and development intensities, productivity, clusters of technology companies, STEM jobs, residents with degrees in science and engineering, and patent activities. We have a lot of inventors in Connecticut. In addition to its ranking of fourth overall, Connecticut is ranked second when it comes to patent activity. Connecticut is also great states for working parents, according to Wallet Hub. Recent studies found the state is the third best for working dads and fourth best for working moms. To determine the best states for working dads, Wallet Hub looked at economic and social well-being, work-life balance, childcare and health, and in both studies, Connecticut ranked third for childcare. And in tourism. For all those Connecticut parents looking for a little something to do with the kids this long weekend, listen up. Plan a visit to one of the state's historical attractions that have recently reopened, of course, with the public in mind and all required safety protocols locked into place. Here are a few to consider. There is an Institute for American Indian Studies in Washington, Connecticut, where guests can experience a wide range of exhibits featuring woodland Native American cultures from 10,000 years ago to present day. Put your knowledge to the test by trying to solve the interactive puzzles at the museum's Wigwam Escape Room. Sounds like fun. And the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford is now offering timed, socially distant tours of the 25-room Victorian mansion where Mark Twain lived and wrote. Since capacity is limited, make sure to reserve your spot in advance online. If you're looking for outdoor activity, many of Connecticut's historic homes feature beautiful, expertly tended gardens and grounds, and visitors can explore. They're welcome. A few of these to consider include Phelps Hathaway House and Garden in Suffield, Bellamy Faraday House and Garden in Bethlehem, Hollister House and Garden in Washington. As a reminder, just be sure to check each business's website for their new safety guidelines and tours before you head out. And stay tuned for more updates next week. Park Homes.